I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Last week, Haggard's Footy claimed that Gill had shut them down, only for the AFLW to release their fixture immediately after. Gill said that we could not record again, but yet, 1 week later, here is an emergency episode of the world's most dangerous AFL and AFLW podcast, Haggard's Footy.
Boys, how good is footy?
Fucking hell.
Oh, it's so good.
We were going to take 3 weeks off, but then the AFLW fixture dropped, and fuck that. We're going to discuss this, and then we'll take 2 weeks off.
How dare Gil try this shit?
Oh, real cunt move. Cunt McLaughlin.
What about his moves on the weekend? We had a plan. We were going to record. He shut that down. He got noisy.
He did. He organized some construction to happen near your house.
It was fucked up. So, dangerous. Short emergency broadcast before Gil kicks down our doors with his oversized suit goons.
I can hear it rustling. He's coming.
Yeah, we got to be quick. The AFLW fixture has been announced. It's pretty hectic. So I believe that you boys have pulled up your respective teams.
Yep.
There was a lot of speculation on what team was going to open the AFLW season. And we got a kind of a surprising one.
I would love to know if anyone had guessed this particular matchup.
It's a pretty fucked up one, to be honest, but could be exciting. So January 7th at Skybus Stadium,
what a
St. Kilda take on Richmond. Hosking Sisters, obviously, good to get them out early.
It feels weird. Neither St. Kilda nor Richmond made finals in the years that they have come into the competition. Yeah. I'm prepared to be corrected by any of their fans. I don't know if they have any form of rivalry whatsoever.
Look, I want it to be positive, obviously, but let's cut the shit, boys. It's the fucking VFLW. It's happening again. I'm sick of it. The season opener should be Brisbane versus Adelaide.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm angry.
We won't talk about it because we've got so much time when we come back to speak about it. But
should I just jump in my thoughts on the Brisbane fixture?
Go for it, mate. Get him out quick. I'll finish my thought just real quick, which is this feels like an apology to Richmond for removing them from the opening game of the AFLM.
Well, they've still got the Thursday night game.
Second game.
Yeah, but it feels like that's what they did. They're like, oh, sorry, Richmond, we don't want to fucking upset them, even though you guys were all cunts to your AFLW team because you cut your VFLW team because you're cunts.
Yeah,
you can have the opening game of AFLW. Fuck you, Dimmer, even though you probably weren't the one who made this decision. It has your grubby little fingers all over it.
Honestly, why aren't Melbourne hosting the opener at Casey Fields?
Oh.
Magic time. Casey Fields probably does not have lighting. I don't know that.
No,
don't quote me on that.
I think it does. I think they all do. They've played night games at Casey Fields, haven't they? I've got no idea. I'm talking
Bring some lights down
Where's
there.
Where's Gemma?
Yeah. Magic time. Should have started the season. No, but Brisbane should have. Boys,
Yeah.
The Brisbane fixture, positives. 6 of the 10 games, home games in Brisbane. Ooh. That's good for footy. That's good for Queensland.
That's good.
That's good for the latter, I reckon. You're a Brisbane supporter. What's less great is 2 games in Melbourne.
Oof.
I know that they, because they didn't release round 10 originally, did they? They released it like a couple days later.
Yeah.
Round 9 and 10, the venues and times are TBC, but they have been decided which teams the matchups are.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, yeah. So St Kilda, we are playing them in Victoria, just not sure where it is, but round 10, we've now been told we're playing Richmond at Richmond's home ground. So that's, if you're a Melbourne-based supporter, that's 2 games you can go to.
Yeah.
Juicy. One thing I do want to say. We all know who the reigning premier is. It's Brisbane.
Yeah, we do.
Now, we're KO boys. So back in the day before I had access to KO or Foxtel, I was always looking at Brisbane's Channel 7 primetime games and being like, oh, none. VFL. Fantastic. I've got to look out for the little guy who doesn't have access to KO and say, Brisbane don't play a free-to-air game until, I believe, round 7.
That's fucked up. You're the reigning premier.
Which is a disgrace. They're the reigning premier. I'm Foxtel for nearly every fucking game.
I get it, Sean, and I get why you're upset. However,
don't give me a however, you motherfucker.
I believe you can watch AFLW games for free on the AFLW website.
I just want to say, though, Tom, free-to-air, Channel 7, prime time, if you will, that's where it's at. And what they're saying to me with that fixture is we don't care about non-Victorian teams. And that's disappointing. You don't have to be like the AFLM. They're cunts. Don't be like them.
Are the same guys still at the top of both?
In any case, very excited. fucking hell. If you live in Queensland, oh, you are spoilt with Brisbane.
Summer of footy.
You're getting some juicy games. Good fixture. I'm happy with it, other than the couple things, yeah.
Going to be interesting to see how that goes, because it'll be peak of Australian summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There'll be probably a couple spicy of games. Yeah, so if you're an overseas listener of How Good's Footy, and you're wondering how these games are going to go, there'll probably be a couple of games where the grounds are just legitimately on fire.
But also in Brisbane, maybe underwater.
Yeah, it'll be hot, and if it's not hot, it'll be hot and wet.
I always wonder, though, because Brisbane train in those conditions, so when other clubs come up to play, surely it's a massive advantage.
Oh, yeah,
must be.
Yeah. Also, our first game of the season is in Western Australia, and I just can't logistically see how that actually happens.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see how any games fixtured in WA take place, considering...
Is it because it's round one and they'll go there early?
Queensland at this stage is still able to freely travel to WA.
Because
that was the idea when Perth wanted to steal the Adelaide test off Adelaide.
Look at me with my VFL mindset down here in Victoria.
Although, I will just quickly say that Queensland, as of December 15th, are opening their borders to everyone, so I would not be surprised.
Well, in that case, Perth will immediately lock their borders to Queensland.
Well, I look forward to another game coming to Queensland. What a joy.
Whoa, 7.
Or will they go neutral and play in, like, Adelaide or Sydney or something?
Well, it's back-to-back. You may as well get half a tattoo now.
That is...
Sharp, Tom.
Oh, that's... I hope it pans out for you, mate.
So, Tom... You've got the Geelong fixture in front of you too, right?
Yes, I do.
So how are you feeling about that?
Pretty happy with that too. Lot of options for a GMHBA Milo ice cream.
Mythical. I've only just had a look at round one, the first game Geelong play, and where it is.
Yes.
Basically in your backyard, Tom.
I've got some bad news.
Oh, no.
I am waiting interstate.
Tom. You can't travel. I'm putting a travel ban on you. You got to go to this game.
I know. I looked at it and I got really excited because I've been talking with my partner about going to a game at that oval because we walk past it a bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care who's playing there. We'll go check it out.
It's anywhere between first like a game, 15 perfect, to perfect option. 90 minute walk from your house.
Correct. 15 to 90 minutes.
Yeah. Radius, can't say whereabouts.
Correct.
Yeah. But
Dusha, I love you. Thank you.
Could be a big walk, could be a very short walk. We just don't know.
I heard he has to cross a border to get there.
Well, he's going to have to cross a border to get there because he's going to be interstate for a wedding, then coming back to the game.
It is a long way from my house in Hobart to get to Arden Street Oval, but you know. Oh no, I just doxed myself. But yeah, like it's an oval that seems like a fun, good vibe. Round one, saw it, went, oh, that's the best. Got really excited, saw the date and went, oh no. However,
I'm pretty sure you can bring your dog to that ground.
You can bring your dog to that ground.
I think that there is a big chance that 3 out of 4 of the shin boners in the shin boners group chat will be there.
100%. Yeah, I hope so. Great call. And I understand
that we'll all be barracking for North Melbourne.
I will be disappointed if you barrack for North Melbourne.
Mate, you can't. Sorry, there's no other option.
Tom.
Let me put it to you like this. In the
AFL, like to see a win.
In the AFL. Fuck you. In the AFL, I could get getting behind North Melbourne. The AFLW, they're the heels.
No. Ladder of the heart. North or high.
Tom, I barrack for Essendon. There's no such thing as a heel.
Also, Tom, you must be shitting yourself with round 4.
Oh, it's a big. We've got a big we've got a few home games
versus Brisbane, just so everybody knows.
Yep.
But we've got a pretty tough start in that we've got North Melbourne, Bulldogs, Collingwood, and the Lions in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah,
which are big. But I think we'll be a better side just based on the list and the recruiting and the way it's the vibe that I'm getting. We've got a new coach, few new faces. Nina Morrison back fully fit with a mullet. Like
incredible.
These are just these are unquantifiable, immeasurable things. But she's going to kill somebody, and I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, a lot of GMHBA, which bodes well for a Milo ice cream and a football double.
And Sean, we forgot to mention this with the Brisbane fixture. Sorry, I was thinking Voss.
Always.
Your home ground has changed, hasn't it?
I'm trying to remember where they played most of their home games last year.
Was it called Black Something Park? Black Park or
I actually
something
can't
like that.
Remember anymore, but I don't think it was Maroochydore Stadium.
Maroochydore Stadium, if I am correct, is actually closer to the Gold Coast than it is Brisbane.
It is. There has been slight backlash with the team's called Brisbane, but they don't play a fucking single game in Brisbane. surely there's a Gabba game scheduled. Has to be. Why is there not?
Cricket would probably.
Well, this is fucking bullshit, mate.
I assume you won't.
Oh,
play
that's
the Gabba
a real.
At all.
That's disappointing as fuck.
Because of cricket.
Oh, fuck the Gabba. Love the ground, but fuck the cricket club that sit there and just what's going to be there.
Well, I'm just looking at round 10. So round 8 is what.
Cricket can go get fucked.
Yeah, it's still.
Nobody cares anymore.
I'm just having a look though. You might round 9 could be at the Gabba. Because it's early March. Cricket might be finished.
Yeah, they might. Maybe they'll change it. I don't know. Because maybe a final. We'll play some finals at the Gabba.
The reason I reckon you might have some Gabba games is in round 8, GWS are playing at Manuka, which is a cricket ground, and there's a derby in Perth at Optus.
Yep.
So, which is also a cricket ground, although not that they're going to have any cricket this year.
Yeah, I just the whole Gabba thing with the cricket shits me because it's like unless it's a fucking Ashes test, who gives a shit? And the Ashes test, that's a 5-day window.
Yeah,
fuck your cricket. I don't give a shit about.
There's also big
whatever the fucking team up there is called.
Cricket.
No one cares, Tom. No one gives a shit. You two do. You two are the only fucking people who care about cricket.
I love cricket.
Fuck them.
Hey,
a pack of dogs.
Do you want to know how cricket's good?
If it wasn't England, I'd be barracking for the other team.
I've got one how good's cricket story.
Bring back India.
New Zealand spinner, Patel.
Took all 10 wickets. Wreck the story before you move on.
Keep footy, mate. We're in the footy line.
Fuck.
All right.
That is pretty exciting. Taking all 10 wickets in one game, in one innings is
first
enormous.
Innings, and it was his test debut, I'm pretty sure.
That's huge.
That's fucked up. Wow. That cannot be
Tom,
true.
Why didn't you leave with that? Tom, why didn't you tell us that from the out? Come on, mate. That's good stuff.
I'm gonna do some investigative journalism.
You're making me fact check.
I've done enough.
Read about this, and I just don't think this would be true because I feel like that would have stood out to me. Tom, why have you done this?
Oh no, my bad. He has played Test cricket before.
Question, Tom. Can we come back to football?
Yes.
Looking at your fixture.
Yes.
Where are you going to win a game?
I think we're a huge chance.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Across every game.
Okay. That's great. That's what I wanted to hear. Anything less than that would have been disgusting.
There's some danger games early. The North one at their home ground, dangerous. And Maroochydore, dangerous.
Tom, you've forgotten this because of your Geelong arrogance, but every game is a danger game.
No, it's like, yes, of course. But okay, yeah. Then in between that, we have two home games which are less dangerous. There's sliding scales of danger. Does that make sense?
Who are they against? Because I'm going to love to come back to this when you lose them.
Oh, like, there's a huge chance we could lose. We could be 0-4.
Oh, I think that's likely.
Because we've got, like I said, North, Bulldogs, Collingwood, Lions in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, mathematically, things could become impossible very quickly for you.
Well, yeah, but this is the thing is, once again, here's another quirk of the fixture. Once again, we are not playing Melbourne, which means we will have not played Melbourne ever in our entire history in the AFLW.
Yeah, there's a couple of matchups that haven't happened yet.
Crazy. And then we get Eagles in Geelong, go up to play the Suns, Freo in Geelong, which is, I think, Freo are tough, but in Geelong is a better assignment than having to play them over there. Tigers at Swinburne, Saints down in wherever, and potentially the Giants back at GMHBA.
Wow.
Good luck,
Full
Tom.
Of possibilities.
Full of dreams, boys.
Yeah. Dream big.
Dream big. Because you know what? If you dream big, Sean, they might name an oval after you.
I don't know if we're there yet.
You know what? After that huge segue, Sean, I reckon we're there.
All right. Brisbane are building a new training facility.
Mm.
It's going to be incredible. It's going to be the home ground of the AFLW team.
Yep.
And it's going to be the club base, basically, the training headquarters for both teams, the office, everything. It's going to be great. They have chosen to name it after... In my opinion, and the opinion of anyone who likes facts, the greatest player in the history of the game,
well,
that ground is going to be called the Michael Voss Oval.
Which is fucking enormous.
Oh, it's incredible.
Huge.
I can't wait to go there.
Huge.
The timing, interesting. And Sean, during a press conference, worth noting what he was wearing, his attire.
He was wearing a Carlton Football Club hat because he was obviously on the job while they put a video camera in his face.
Yeah.
On the one hand, disgusting behavior from the great man, but on the other, you kind of have to respect it because he's like, no, this is my job. I still love you more, but this is my job now.
Yeah.
I really love it. You know, I've long thought that when I die, I'll have it in my will that my ashes are to be scattered on a Himalayan mountain. But if that's not possible, maybe Michael Voss Oval.
Maybe. Do you know how many people try to come to the G to scatter ashes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom. A lot. Don't worry.
How many are successful?
Not a lot.
Yeah, some get through though, don't they?
Of course they do.
That's Michael Voss power.
Yeah. So as you...
Oh, you know what? Sorry. No, I have to put this on the record so that everybody knows. Yeah, my will, my testament, it's on podcast, so it's out there now. Take my ashes to the 55-meter mark of the ground and just scatter them there.
See, you'll be buried at the exact spot where you realize you were first alive.
Buried where Vossie buried Collingwood. You just love it.
Cyclical.
Life. Huge, huge footy.
Thanks, Dad.
Like a big oval. That's what your life is.
DNA results pending.
All right. Well, this emergency broadcast has to come to a close before someone knocks down the doors.
He's coming, boys. Yeah. I can hear those suits sloshing their way up my drive.
There seems to be a bunch of games at Icon Park this year, which is exciting because that is about a 15 to 90 minute walk in any direction from my house, potentially.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, it's all happening. Carlton v Collingwood is the first game there. I'll probably go to that. Yep. Which will actually be the anniversary of the last game of football I saw live. So
incredible. Can't wait to go to so many games.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Boys, I'm excited.
I might quit my job just to watch footy full time.
Oh, do it.
Dream. All right.
Yep.
We're all right. We're taking 2 weeks off now. We'll be back just before the start of the AFLW season. I keep saying 2 weeks, and I think it actually might be three, but we'll
be
back.
It is three. That's okay.
We'll be back the week before. Well, yeah, the week of the AFLW. We'll see you there. Don't tell Gil about this episode. Get fucked, Gil.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.